Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast as we continue our series on why a property does or does not sell. Right now, we're going to talk about timing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We have been doing a series of shows in regards to what sells a property or encourages a sale and what prevents a sale. And we've talked about the concerns and opportunities in location, condition, the marketing exposure you have on that property, the terms and financing available. Pricing obviously has a huge influence. Expertise, who you choose to represent you in the transaction, also influences the sale. But let's talk finally about timing. Is there a better time of year to move in real estate, Bob?
Well, there used to be. A lot of the, from my standpoint, investment property ownership, they had year-end transactions that just went way up because people were trying to take advantage of what was known as first user depreciation, or you'd want to claim depreciation from the very first day of the next year and so forth. So there was a real flurry. That doesn't exactly exist anymore. We flurry around availability of financing, availability of how many assets are available to select from and so forth. It's interesting, but the healthier the market becomes, the more people tend to look at real estate because they need a solid asset, at least in some portion of their investment portfolio. In case the stock market blows out or the bond market blows out, they got to have something solid in there to buoy their system.
I think you're right, and I think that is still timing. That's still a timing discussion about supply and demand. So not timing by the calendar. In fact, I show my folks that are going to sell in 2017 that sooner is better. Get there before the competition arrives on the market because the buyers show up in January. Why would you wait until your flowers bloom in March and be with all buried in the competition the other sellers selling? So I do think timing is a little bit counterintuitive. So you'll want to study the specific windows and opportunities to your price point and area. But let's talk a little bit about what you were suggesting, Bob, and that is looking at the ebb and flow. It's like the jump rope's already in motion. You're going to jump into the game.
Yep.
When is the right time to do that?
Yeah, and it's interesting. If you were going to jump into the apartment market, you would have done it about 4 years ago when rents were very low compared to where they are now, and your operating expenses were pretty much controllable and so forth, but the interest rate wasn't as low. So it was an interesting anomaly. It would have been a great opportunity to buy apartments and then ride this huge wave that's occurred, but the financing may not have been there.
Right. So now you've got other opportunities. So check with the counsel of an expert on that for timing. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.